Hello, I am Todd Harding, the marketing coordinator for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning, and this is our podcast, Fort Collins Heating on Air. And our very special guest today is our air quality specialist, Mr. Patrick Brandt. Explain what an air quality specialist is.
Well, I come into the residence and clean out your air ducts for you. So people with respiratory issues or asthma or just people that have pollinating issues with breathing, get that cleaned up.
Why should someone have their ducts cleaned?
Well, ideally, it's nice to have a good frame of mind about how your system works and people coming in and out of your house with animals or children dropping things in your vents over time, and you're breathing this stuff in throughout your house and throughout the years that you're in the home, and getting that cleaned out is really helping the air quality throughout the house.
Now, you've shown me pictures before that were, well, they almost could have been in horror movies.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen some pretty nasty stuff in those ducts, right?
Yeah, pretty gross stuff, actually. People with animals tend to have a good amount of animal hair throughout their supply vents in their homes.
Well, take us through the process. I think there's maybe a lot of misconceptions about what goes on during a duct cleaning. First of all, I mean, this is an all-day project, right?
Yeah, the whole process usually takes around 7 to 8 hours, depending on how big the home is.
Now, take us through the process of what you do when you arrive.
All right, so I show up. First thing that I do is I like to take a good look at the furnace to see how I'm going to hook up and attach my negative air unit to both the supply and the return side. So the negative air unit, for those that don't know, acts as a giant vacuum times four. And I even tell customers that it sounds like a giant vacuum times four. So once that's hooked up to first the supply side, I go around the home and tape up all of the registers in the house to create a vacuum within the system, which will pull anything that's airborne back down to the furnace where the negative air unit is attached. Also, it's important that the customer knows that the furnace is shut off during this time where it's sectioned off, so nothing sucked in from the vents penetrates the furnace area. So we keep the furnace nice and clean while cleaning the ducts.
Now, I know that you've told me before that one of the bigger jobs sometimes on a duct cleaning job is maybe moving furniture and that type of thing. So maybe it's a good idea to have that stuff already done before you arrive?
It is ideally to have a good 3 feet around each register, just so the register could be taken off and the vents could be cleaned and the boots could be cleaned. The boot is the piece of vent that connects the register to the rest of the system. And that is cleaned by hand during the whole process. So having a nice 3 feet worth of space around the register is ideal.
Well, tell us how you figure pricing on doing a duct cleaning, because that's one of the number one questions that we get asked is, what does it cost?
All right, so the standard pricing for a duct cleaning is $315 to show up to the home and attach the negative air unit to the furnace, with an additional $1,750 a register. So if you go around the home and do a register count, just take that number.
Now, when you say register, you're just talking about all the vents we have in our house.
All the vents, that's right.
Okay. So if you do the 315 plus all the registers, that's going to be a pretty accurate count of what it's going to cost you.
It does add up pretty quick, but yes, that is a pretty accurate count.
And we mentioned that it does take 6 to 8 hours, depending on the size of your house. But also, we should warn people too that it is a little bit intrusive.
It is. I'm there for 7 hours a day. Usually, people offer me lunch and I have to decline. But it is pretty hands-on and time-consuming event.
Now, we also do vent cleanings for the dryer. Now, that's not included in the duct cleaning, right?
So it's not included in the initial duct cleaning, but it could be added to.
Okay. So what do you do when you do a dryer vent cleaning?
So dryer vent cleanings are one of the main sources of fires nowadays in homes, just because if a dryer vent gets clogged with lint, the clog builds up and traps the air from leaving the home, and in turn could create a fire. Most dryers nowadays have a heat button on it, or a little flashy light that indicates to whoever owns it that there is a clog, but older models do not. So ideally it would be safe to get your dryer vents cleaned once every 3 years.
The regular duct cleaning, is that a 3 year rotation too?
So I tell people the standard duct cleaning should be done every 5 to 6 years. But the amount of time that I spend on each system and getting to know the corners and the house and the layouts, I tell people about 7 years.
When you clean a duct, it's not going to sparkle and shine, right?
No, it's not going to sparkle and shine. You're not going to be able to see a reflection in it, but you are getting all airborne pathogens out of your system and any weighted material and debris that's falling into the vents over time, either from the original build being construction debris or children dropping toys or food into the vents, or any miscellaneous object that's fallen in there over time will be pushed out.
Okay, the last question, what's the weirdest thing you've ever found in a duct?
A complete puzzle set, taken apart and dropped in.
How in the world did that get in there?
I believe the customers had a two-year-old.
Well, thank you very much for being my guest on our podcast, Fort Collins Heating On Air, for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And if you have any questions you would like answered, we could do it right here on the podcast. Just send your question to info@fortcollinsheating.com and spell out the F-O-R-T. So for the podcast, Fort Collins Heating On Air, I am Todd Harding, the marketing coordinator for Fort Collins Heating and Air Conditioning. And we'll talk to you next week.